This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. Joining me right now, we've got X Factor winner Samantha J.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. Very happy to be here. How are you?
Very good. I mean, it's a lovely day here in Melbourne.
Yes.
And you've been doing a number of like in-stores and performances.
Yes, I have. I've been going out and meeting the people that actually buy the records, which I think is, you know, my favourite part, because you can actually meet them and tell them thank you in person, which is really nice.
And I saw on Instagram that you posted a photo of like you reading letters.
Yeah.
And didn't you get toys and stuff like
that? Yes. Oh my gosh, I got the best stuff. I got lots of chocolate and lollies, which is my favorite. I got some jewelry, which I loved. And then I got one of these pet pillows. It was great. I love it. I've been using it everywhere. It's so nice. It's really comfy for planes.
Congratulations on winning the show.
Thank you.
First female contestant.
I know, to ever have won. That is crazy, isn't it?
I can't believe it. In this day and age.
Yes, I'm very happy to say, yeah, that I won as a girl, and it's awesome.
It's really good because, I mean, a lot of people would watch The X Factor and think, oh, you know, the key voters are young girls and they don't usually vote for girls.
For girls, yeah, which I don't understand that, but I think this time they got like around that, you know, because I think that's what was happening in the beginning of the show, that Guy was saying as well, you know, and he was like, you know, I think that once they see that it's not like that at all, you know, and because I want to be the voice of girls, you know, so I think that once they saw that, then they got behind me.
I was actually thinking, as a female performer going on stage with that idea, did it kind of affect the way you want to portray yourself?
It kind of, in the beginning, I was a little bit nervous because they were like, you know, I don't think, like Nat Bassingwaith, she kept saying, girls don't vote for girls. And she was like, you know, is that, I think that's what's happening here. And she was like, you know, you just need to, girls need to get behind you. So I don't know. I think not really it didn't affect how I perform, but I think that I'm glad that they did. You know, I'm glad that they were like, oh, she wants to, you know, I'm a little bit older. I'm not trying to, it's not a thing that I'm trying to compete. I want to be, you know, a girl in Australia that does well. You know, I want to represent all our beautiful Aussie girls.
And I've had some people say this to me. They're like, oh, not really sure if she's that deserving. Didn't she already have a chance?
Yeah, I had a lot of that too. I had a lot of that, especially in the beginning as well, like a lot of that whole, well, you're getting another chance. But people like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga, who got dropped and re-signed, and even Destiny's Child as well, they inspire me because when I saw Katy Perry's movie, I was bawling my eyes out because she had a similar thing. You know, she got dropped the first time and thought it was never going to happen again, and then it happened for a second time. So I'm very grateful to have my second chance.
So you were in the bottom two three times, which is more than any past winners.
I felt like I was there every week. I was like, again, are you kidding? Oh, it was horrible.
At what point did you think you turned the public?
I think that when I sang What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, I feel like I kind of, maybe that's when they were like, oh, you know what, that's true. Because to me, that's the Australian way of just being a fighter, you know, and getting back up and trying again. And, you know, as Aussies, we like that. We like the underdog that keeps fighting. Yep. And I think that they saw that, oh, you know, she is going to keep fighting for it.
Since the first time you were around and when you were signed to Jive Records,
yeah,
a lot has happened in the industry.
Yeah.
And now, you know, the social media involved. I see you're on Twitter and Facebook and yeah. Instagram.
Yeah.
Has that been a steep learning curve for you as a pop star?
Definitely, because when I got signed years ago, Twitter didn't even exist, I don't think. So, well, I didn't know about it. It was MySpace. So, yeah, I'm kind of getting used to it all, but I really love it, and it's very helpful because you can really connect with your fans one-on-one. Mm. You can actually talk to them. You can actually see what they look like, you know, and it really inspires me and keeps me going because they write the most beautiful things, and it just really helps me to keep wanting to work harder.
And I suppose with that as well, especially with Twitter, you get yeah. some very vocal fans.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And it's so funny because if somebody hates on me, they just jump on them. I don't even have to do anything. They're already there.
You've got your Samantha Jade stans.
Yeah, I do. It's so sweet. It really is.
What's the most bizarre criticism you've received on social media?
Well, I got a lot of the second chance thing. That was one. The whole being guy's friend was another.
Oh.
That was a lot, you know. But probably mostly having a career already. And I think that I'm so glad that people went, you know what, she had a taste of it. Mm. She didn't really get the whole thing. And you know, she's going to fight for it because she loves what she does. And that's really what I believe in. I believe that everybody should get second chances. And I also believe if you work hard enough, you know, go ahead and succeed, you know. And I believe that for everyone out there.
Congratulations, what you've done to me has gone number one in platinum.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, it's insane.
What was your reaction when you first heard the song?
I bawled my eyes out on the radio. When I heard it on the radio for the first time, I bawled. I'm a crier. I'm such a crier. And I was just like, oh my gosh, because it's something that I have dreamed of, you know. And especially when I did a performance and they were singing back to me, and that, oh my gosh, I was like, don't choke up, you got to sing the rest of the bridge. But that was amazing to me because that's what you do it for.
I watched you, like, after they crowned you the winner and you went on to sing. I was just like, yeah. How is she not crying?
Oh,
I
know. How is she like? Well, you know, that's Guy that helped me because I turned to Guy and I was like, and he was like, pull it together, you're going to sing. This is your moment. Enjoy it. Don't cry through it. You know, like, cry through it, but just enjoy it and sing and have fun. You've worked so hard for this.
Yeah.
And so once he said that, I was like, okay. And then I kind of held it together until the end when I'd lost it again.
And they all ran on stage.
Yeah, and I started bawling again because, I mean, so many of those people have helped me, you know, through the whole show, and especially some of the contestants have just been my biggest support. So
who are you closest to?
Well, Angel was always so sweet to me, Fortunate, Nathaniel. They were so sweet to me. And once they left the show, like, they were always like, come on, Sam, you can do it, like, sending me little text messages. And, oh, they were just the sweetest things.
Now, a bunch of you are going on the X Factor tour.
Yes.
So Fortunate's coming on board with the top six, you guys.
Yeah, they're coming. I think they're coming on the Sydney show and maybe a few more. Oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm so excited about that tour because it's just going to be crazy.
Is it going to be pretty much the performances you guys did already on the show?
Yeah, it's going to be the performances we've done, but just like the best ones, you know. And then I think we're going to do some group songs, which will be fun. And I think maybe I'm going to do the single. I don't know if the collective might be doing theirs. Mm. So it's kind of all up in the air. We're kind of deciding on what we're doing. So it's going to be great.
So, like, are we talking, you know, really big different costumes or?
Well, I don't know yet. We're kind of in talks about that. So I'm trying to get the best costumes I can. I'm trying to outdo what I did in the show, which is really hard.
Well, I think that should be easy because you're like, excuse me, queen coming through.
Yeah. Exactly. More feathers, bigger hair. I want it all.
This is all my wardrobe.
Yeah. I know, right?
You've just shot the video for What You've Done to Me.
Yes. It's going to be awesome.
When do we get to see it?
It's out next week, I think. So we're kind of like looking at it right now, kind of seeing some cuts. And, oh, it's going to be so great. Like, there's so many great scenes. And one of the last scenes is rain. And it's really, really cool. And I got really sick from it because it was freezing. But it's so worth it once you see it.
Where'd you guys shoot it?
We shot it like about 3-hour drive out of Sydney.
Oh.
Yeah, in this kind of very random place. There were trucks and everything going on. So it's quite industrial.
Yeah.
But it's going to look really good.
Your dad's forklift didn't make a cameo.
Not this time. Next video for that. Yeah.
Get him like just in the background or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You've also released your X Factor winners album called Samantha Jade, and it's got the studio recordings of, you know, your most All your hits on the show.
Yeah, the best moments on the show. We thought, you know, it's nice to give everyone a full song because they're kind of just used to the first verse and then the chorus, you know. So it's the full versions of the songs. There's some kind of changes in some productions and it's a really good journey record, you know, so you can relive every moment.
You had such a diverse, you know, range of songs. You know,
you've
got a Kelly Clarkson song, Sneaky Sound System, Zoe Badwee, Usher.
Yeah. I know it sounds random when you put it like that.
Yeah, it does sound random, but I think, you know, the theme of how you sing it definitely created this flow.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I kind of tried to put my own spin on it, but that was a lot of Guy too, just reminding me, don't sing it like the artist, sing it like you, you know. So he really helped me with that.
I noticed that in one of the video packages for when you were recording your single, he was just giving you tips on how to enunciate.
Yeah. Oh, he's so brilliant because he's such a great singer. I mean,
and
gosh,
he would have,
amazing,
you know, been just in that headspace having done his album.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he had just come out of, like, fresh from the studio. So he helped me a lot and just I learned a lot in that one session, you know, just from where to put emphasis on and how to feel it and where to go in your mind. And
but this is not, you know, anything you don't already know how to do.
No, yeah, but I needed relearning, you know. I needed to relearn a lot because I had taken so much time off and you forget a lot quickly. You know, if you're not in it every day, you kind of forget a lot.
So you lived in LA for a while?
Yeah, for 8 years.
For 8 years? Yes. How old were you when you went over?
15.
Wow.
Yes.
All by yourself?
No. I had my mum and dad and my two brothers too.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So when did they move back?
They moved back when I lost my deal. They moved back and then I was kind of there by myself for a little while until I was like, I need to go home, you know, and I missed Australia so much. It's just, it's great there. Don't get me wrong. Mm. But I just missed home. I missed Perth. I missed home. I just missed just the little things, like even the ads on TV. I was like, I want to hear my accent. I just miss so much. Australia's just the best place.
How hard was it to have to pick up the phone and call your parents and go, you know what, I think I'm going to come back?
That was really tough because I kind of felt like I had failed and I didn't feel like I had just failed. I felt like I had failed everyone. And it's, you know, I know now that I probably hadn't, but you feel like that, you know, when you're down in the dumps, you feel the worst. And it was really tough. And I called them and I said, I'm giving up. And they were like, what? No, you can't. And I said to them, I think I need to do something completely different to find my love again for music because it's become a job and it should be something I'm passionate about. You know, and then they were the ones, who told me, like, go audition for The X Factor. And my dad was like, I'm going to fire you from your job because I want you to audition. And so lucky I did.
So you just went back to Perth and worked for your dad?
Yeah, I went back to Perth and I started working for my dad because I couldn't find a job. I was trying to find a job in a makeup store or something or like something, you know, shoes, something like that. But no one would hire me because I had nothing on my resume but singing. Aww. And they were like, you know, do you know how to, you know, even use a register? I was like, no. So my dad was like, well, I can hire you. And I thought that would be nice because I was still with my dad and I was in a really weird place. And I think I needed that, you know, I needed my parents around. So
and have your family close.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of lived a really different life there for a second and I was very kind of boxed in. But I think that's why I found that love again. And I was like, I miss it. Yeah. I miss music.
And I mean, like, I read that you've recorded with, I mean, you have a song with David Guetta.
Yeah.
That's a fact. It's out on.
Yes.
We've heard that. you've worked with Dark Child, Timbaland, Max Martin.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what was even harder about it all because working with those people, you think, well, I'm going to make it. It's got to happen, you know, these massive people that everybody I idolise have worked with too, but it didn't, you know. So that's why for me I was really like going to give up because I thought if I can't even make it with people like that, how on earth am I going to do this? So it was really hard for me to kind of find that courage again, but I'm so glad I did.
What were the people at the label saying to you to kind of say – no, not now. What were they telling you?
Oh, it was just a whole lot of things, a lot of politics, you know, a lot of like timing things that were wrong, a lot of people around me. And it just came to the point where they were like, look, we're going to probably almost put you on the shelf for a few years. And we were just like, no ways. You know, I'd been recording for 3 years in a row. So it just didn't work out.
Are you going to leak those songs?
Oh, I should, shouldn't I? No. I've got to find them first. I haven't even heard them in forever. No, I think it's just all focusing on the new stuff. I think that stuff that I've done before, it sounds old now. So
it's a bit funny, isn't it, how quickly pop music dates.
So quickly. It's like even it could have been last year and it's already sounding old. So
but
I just want to get writing.
The funny thing is that I've heard a couple of your old songs and I have Secret, and you don't sound the same. Like,
I think
there's
I've
a
grown.
Maturity in your voice now.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that a lot of that has come from life experience. I think I used to listen to interviews, and when people would say, "Oh, I think it's life experience that's made me better," I'd be like, "Oh, please." And now I'm one of those people. I'm like, I get it. I so understand you, and it's very true.
So have they planned your next single and the album recording?
Well, right now we've just got this album from the show, and then basically we're going to go on tour with the top six and then straight into recording a new record. And I can't wait, because that's going to be really great, because I'm going to start kind of writing it, I think, on the tour and kind of get inspiration from everywhere I go and what we're doing and, yeah.
What sound are you... do you picture for yourself here?
Definitely pop. I love pop. It's my favourite. So I'm going to keep in the pop world. And I think, you know, some tracks are a little dance elements. And then I think I do want to do, because I think Heartless, you know, was so good for me, like, because I really felt like people felt me and got behind me then. So I think I want to do records like that are artist records, you know, that people can really relate to on an emotional level. So that's why I really want to get deep into the writing.
I mean, some of your background was doing kind of pop R&B stuff, so I'm not surprised if you want to capture some
kind
of
go
on your album.
Yeah, I think I want to do, I want to find a good sound, you know, so that's why I want to write a lot and see what sits well.
So, I mean, surely DNA, the boys, will be involved in
some
way.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I'm sure they will. They're the best, so I really hope so.
Who else do you want to work with?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many people. I would love to work with Tanya Doka, who wrote this song. I think she is just unbelievable, and if she would write with me, that would be amazing, or even write for me, whatever. I would love to talk to her, but there's so many people. I've got to make a list.
It's summer, and everyone's already talking about gay pride and gay festivals and all that kind of stuff. Have you ever done a gay pride event?
I haven't yet. But I am doing Mardi Gras next year. I just want the best outfit, the best dancers, the best performance. I'm so excited about it.
Because, you know, like us gays, we love our divas.
I love that.
Yeah, God. We love our divas. Like, we live for, like, Ricky Lee.
Yes, she's amazing. I met her at the ARIA. She's so nice.
Oh,
beautiful girl.
Ball of energy. We had her in the studio with us, and she was just so much fun.
Oh, I love her. She's
I think
so
you
nice.
Both should, like, definitely do something together at some
point.
Oh,
my God. I'd love that. Yeah, of course. She's, like, the tall. She's so tall.
She's so
like
tall.
Supermodel, and I'm, like, the small version.
Yeah, you and I, we're, like, pretty much the same height. Yeah. So she came into studio with, like, a massive hair bun.
Oh, I love it.
And heels. Oh, and I'm like.
You're like, you're so tall. She's so pretty and tall. I was like, you're like a real Barbie.
Isn't it funny that? The minute you were crowned the winner, I started reading on Twitter. They were like, oh, you know, she's the new Kylie. Move over, Ricky Lee. Why is it that female artists get that?
I don't know, because I think there's room for all of us, you know.
Yeah.
The Kylie comparison's been, you know, it happens all the time. And I am so grateful to be put in the same sentence as Kylie Minogue. I think she is unbelievable. And if I can follow in any of the footsteps she has, I will just be very, very grateful for that. So that's just so sweet when people say that.
Congratulations on all your success so far, Samantha.
Thank you
Jade.
So much. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.